You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Hour number three, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Want to talk about something real quick. We've got Matt Gable here from the Meyer Theater, but Todd, did you see that email? Lisa Hale, our news director,
yes.
Everybody going back. I'm going to be at that tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be a great thing. They're dedicating a monument behind Richmond Street. Jack Voigt, a good friend of mine, who used to host the Vets for Breakfast thing, Vietnam veteran, whole thing. They're dedicating the memorial they have behind their facility to all, I think it's 1,100 Wisconsinites that died in Vietnam.
Wow.
So it's a bigger number than you would surprise. And they're dedicating that tomorrow at noon. So I want to talk about that again tomorrow morning for people. If Vietnam vets in the area, I don't know if they're aware of that. So when we get a chance, we'll talk more about that, okay?
You bet.
Okay. Got a quick text here. Any chance the Meyer could book in the future the following artist, Billy Strings or Charlie Crockett?
Billy Strings is out of my league as far as price and expense.
Okay. You guys got to get that in between, don't you?
Yeah.
They got tough. Some notoriety on their way up, but yep. They haven't making that step.
We get them on the way up or we get them on the way down.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it goes. We have 1,000 seats, so it makes it
right.
Difficult to try to make those money work, especially now in today's day and age with, I got to tell you, the entertainment industry is getting, since when I first started till different, it's getting very expensive to do shows. I just read an article that said 82% of the performers out there or artists can't afford to tour because it costs too much money to go out and tour.
Wait a minute, say that again.
82% of the artists out there can't afford to go on tour.
Wow.
Right.
Because of paying the just, whole crews,
yep,
and the whole
and costs and everything.
Wow.
And that's not for me. I think I read that out of Polestar.
And that's the opposite of the way it used to be, where the only way you
right,
can make money is
right.
Get out on the road.
Because there's a lot of other ways to make money, podcasts, other
sure.
Social mm-hmm. media, and it just is not cost effective to take everybody on the road. And
wow.
gas, diesel fuel, tour buses, roadies, you know, whatever.
It's funny how some of these entertainers too, Matt, and you are in a, you know, a smaller venue,
yep.
Right? You're 1,000
yep.
seats, Meyer's 2,000,
sure.
And then you get
mm-hmm.
the Tarleton, which is only 250.
Yep.
And so we like to think we've got this stair step to get to the Rush Arena. But what happens now is they make it on YouTube and go to the Rush Arena,
yes.
Which is just
they
crazy.
They bypassed me. I used
and,
to have...
Bill Burr complains all
right.
The time about that. He goes, nobody's paying their dues anymore. We're going to see Nick Borghese.
Yep. And,
I don't know that he's done maybe he has.
Oh, yeah, no. He spent three or four years making, like, no money at all.
Okay, guys, I had Nate in the backstage for,
really?
I couldn't sell out. I sold 100 tickets to Nate the first time he was ever in Green Bay in their small room there in the backstage.
How long ago was that, Matt?
5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, my
6 years
really?
Ago,
isn't
something
that
like that.
Oh, my God.
And then,
okay, I thought
and then
he came
he
out
jumped,
of nowhere.
He jumped from... You know, I couldn't do him at the Meyer again because he got too expensive. We had Bill Burr, but now he's gone.
I know.
You know,
he's
back in the day.
Okay, did you have beers with Bill Burr afterwards?
That's when Aaron Rodgers came.
Oh,
Aaron Rodgers
so
was at the
him.
Show, and then he brought
I can't think
him
of anybody had more fun having beers with
well,
backstage
than Bill
so,
Burr.
A couple of those guys you had there, John Mulaney. And
John Mulaney.
You and him
right.
Drank together.
Yeah,
because
he forgot his phone at the theater, and I had to take it over to St. Brendan's
yeah.
And bring it to him. Yeah,
but it,
so...
It's just, it's amazing. And that's 1,000 to 10,000. I mean,
yeah.
It goes.
No, it's crazy. That's another way it's changed where I had Little Big Town 3 times at the Meyer before they broke and made it.
And one
big.
Song can do it with
yeah.
The group.
That's what I was going to ask. What's the break? Like these comedians. I mean, did
like Bart Getzy, what?
Or
what?
Burr, or Burr, right? For
yeah.
Instance.
His yeah, I think it's the podcast.
Yeah,
it's,
his podcast.
I think it's their Netflix
really,
specials,
really
their podcasts, get them more exposure. And then their agents and managers just try to push the envelope to sell more tickets and to get more people out there. I mean, they're trying to make more money for their clients. So I get it. I understand it. But, you know, you sort of, now you eliminate that middle venues.
And we're only
going to
pay so much.
Right. I can't.
You can't charge us $500 to
right.
go see him.
No one's going to come. right? I mean, maybe his two biggest fans. But other than that,
what was Nate Bargatze like?
Super nice guy. Like, he's exactly how you think he would be.
Yeah.
Very just genuine, nice, just down to earth, you know, whatever, very laid back, exactly what you think.
That's
now,
cool.
I haven't met him, haven't been with him in 5 years, so I don't know if the fame has changed. Yeah. That I hope it hasn't, but I don't know.
You
know.
We went, Todd, who'd you get his tickets for that we went and saw at the Rush?
Oh, I can't remember.
Garth Brooks.
No.
Oh, at the Rush, I'm sorry.
The comedian.
Yeah, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
He was really funny. Mm-hmm. And I again,
Maniscalco. Maniscalco.
Sebastian?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So I did Sebastian out at the Widener Center.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't sell out there.
Really?
Right. I don't know. I don't know if his comedy sort of translates to the Midwest as much as like an East Coast guy.
He's a New York guy.
He's a New Yorker, yeah.
Yeah, so, but he sells out arenas like on the East Coast. And then here you can't.
He'll sell out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Right.
And it was amazing, Matt, because he put his schedule on. This is where I'm going to be. And that guy was working this year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add it up, like he's going to make like $20 million this year.
Yeah. A lot of times what happens is these artists, they just go on tour like Live Nation, the 800-pound gorilla, will just buy the whole tour. So they'll say Sebastian or whoever, let's say Luke Bryan, like, how many dates do you want to do, Luke? And they'll go, he'll go, oh, I want to do 80 dates. Okay, we'll buy 80 dates. We'll pay you $100 million. I'm just going to throw those numbers. I'm not.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are just. So then Live Nation, what they have to do is go out and go to 80 arenas where they can make up their money and make more money.
Who's Live Nation? I thought that was the name of a group.
Oh, no. That's the biggest promoter in the world. They own Ticketmaster, too. They're huge.
That's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the business model.
And that guy can't back out. It's like, you committed to 80 days.
This is that's cool. We're going to pay you $100 million.
Right. No, but I'm.
And then, you know, we have to make the money ourselves or we'll lose money on your tour. And that's where. You know, so they'll go to a different arena.
Big deal for the artist.
Yeah, it's a great deal. It's no risk. I mean, here's $100 million. Plus, they can make money on merch. So merch is where they also make money is they'll bring in the merchandise. And
that's that big of a thing, huh?
Yeah.
The merchandise. Okay, you know the guys I kind of always feel, I used to feel sorry for? Well, maybe I still, or went to 38 Special a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And REO Speedwagon. And I'm trying to think who else it was. And it was at the Rush, you know, about three. Okay.
Yep.
And boy, they all plugged their CD sales and their T-shirts, and it's like you don't have to do that. That's how they make money.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, that's how they make it. They get paid to guarantee, and I don't think that was a Live Nation tour. So sometimes they don't, you know, they don't have that. You know, hey, we're paying you $100 million guaranteed dollars, so they'll get paid. Just you know, maybe they'll go out for a weekend because a lot of the older bands
do they get
now
part
just
of the house then
the
too.
Sometimes every deal is different, so you might pay a guarantee and have a back end percentage depending on how they sell and all that. So,
you know what I think would be hard in regards to comedians. I remember comedians one time, I forget who hosted this thing, a roundabout thing, and this was years ago. And they said, man, if you want to get a comedian, like I don't care how nice of a guy he is, you want to see him want to jump off the stage and grab somebody by the neck or something. If you walk in with a notebook and a pen. Because they think they're stealing all your jokes. Okay, nowadays you do something. Every joke is worldwide.
Right.
How do you keep things fresh? Or maybe with a Nate Bargatze, I mean,
but
you know, no matter what, you can hear it 10 times, it's still funny.
Well, that's what they said to comedians. You know, how do you keep it fresh? It's like really going to go listen to REO Speedwagon and not want to hear some of the oldies. I mean, comedians too. We kind of like to hear some of those old. Bill Cosby was great at telling old stories. It was like, and they you heard them.
I mean,
times,
I think a lot of
funny.
Them are storytellers now,
they
and
are.
Then they just incorporate a lot of their, make it new. But yeah, some of them want to hear the jokes. But once you hear a joke once, after a while, so you got to come up with new material.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody I have down there, one of the big things is a pad and paper in the dressing room because they're working on their material. They're coming up with different stuff. They might see something in Green Bay that morning that they're like, that's going to be funny.
It was funny when he was at the stadium and they obviously drove past the stadium, but he was imitating those houses on Shadow with those statues and stuff. And man, that was funny.
Yeah.
That's something he just got obviously that day.
He
came in that night. And the thing about those comedians, though, I will say is that's kind of low budget. It's just one guy. He didn't bring a band.
I love doing comedians. It is the easiest day.
Just one guy.
They come in, you know, they might have someone, a handler or a manager, a tour manager with them, or the opener might be with them all the time. Tops maybe two or three people tops, And that's all you have to really worry about. And they're pretty low key. They don't need a lot of food. They don't, you know, they don't need all this stuff. You know, they just get on stage. They do their thing. They need
a
stage mic.
They're used to being independent. Right. And doing
they're
it on
one
their
man
own.
Band.
Yeah. It's a different, it's a different thing. You know, when you get a comedian that comes from, like, let's say playing at Skyline, right down in Appleton, yeah. and then comes to a theater or a bigger venue, some of them, especially when they're fresh doing that, they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole different, like, world. Like, how do I get paid? It's different.
Right.
It was always fun.
That's
like,
cool.
When we were with Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater, just talk about the world of entertainment and who you're bringing in. And we'll get to your schedule in just a little bit. But I remember we did bring in guys with Murphy and I and Katie or Tammy or whomever. And then later on, you'd see those guys pop up at a bit part in a movie or something. Right. It's like, oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And Peter Tosh was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy was, I've mentioned him to you before. You know the name. Really curly hair, bigger sort of guys. He was in that show Silicon Valley.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Then he had some accusations.
I thought he was funny, man. Silicone
oh, he was guy. Amazing.
That was great.
But he's one of those guys that would show up with Cliff.
Yeah.
Cliffy at 6:30. Todd, you were in there at 6:30 in the morning. They'd done a show till whenever. Got hammered pretty much after the show. Yeah. Got about 3 hours
sleep.
It's
a brutal lifestyle.
But you know what? That was part of their deal. You got to get up and you got to promote the show.
Yeah.
And I mean, you want to talk about, you know, the trenches you have to go to.
Do people call you that aren't part of this network that just want to get on? You got to say no.
I get people all the time that says, hey, I'm here. I can open. Yeah. Or I can open for this person or, you know, I've built some relationship with some people over the years that I just call directly. I don't even go through agents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, that I've built relationships with. So sometimes it happens. A lot of times you got to go through some kind of channel, like an agent or a manager or something. So
who's harder? Okay. I got to think that there's times in the back of your mind, you're thinking, really? I knew you when we were paying you, you know, $200.
I'm sure you
now
do.
You're big time in me. You ever have to bite your tongue?
I bite my tongue all the time.
Okay.
You know, it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded after doing this for 25 years and just doing a lot of shows and meeting a lot of different people, which I'm very blessed that I've been able to do this for so long. But yeah, you bite your tongue all the time. You're just like, some of the stuff that they ask for and need, and it just becomes, what are we doing?
Like you can't stop at Quick Trip on the way. Right.
Well, I don't have a problem getting them stuff that's, but sometimes some of the rider requirements or some of the stuff that they might need for stage, it just becomes like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like they're doing it because they can.
Right.
You know, I just remember, and this is, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, but it was like 35 years ago when we were doing it at the Carlton, but picking out certain color M&Ms. It's like, I mean,
Is that a legit thing?
That is a legit thing. Okay. I have never came across that on a rider.
Ask Carl about that.
A lot of people put stuff on.
Just to do it. They want to be known for being that.
Yeah, Bowling for Sloop. I'll never forget it. At the end of their rider, they put on there a naked picture of your grandmother. And I think they put that stuff on there. One guy said they needed a goat in the dressing room. They put it on there because they want to see that you're reading it.
Oh, I got it.
And to make sure you're... You know,
got it.
Anyway,
who did you have to pick?
Milton Berle had Oreo cookies, right? That's not a big deal, right? He had those big teeth, and he would eat them, and their crumbs would go all over. And it's like, can't you get a napkin?
They're just like us, right?
They are. Anyway,
but why just like us? Look at me.
I was just like a Milton Berle. He wanted them pulled apart and the frosting licked off and put back together.
We got to set a quick break. Stay with us, Matt Gable, Meyer Theater.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app, 1100 AM and 1590 AM, and of course, Get on that Civic Media app worldwide. You can listen to us. Mostly cloudy this morning, sunny later, high in the low 60s. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but did you know Willie Nelson turned 92 today?
Can you believe that, Matt?
I can't believe it.
Did you ever
I can't
him?
Believe. We've had him over. I booked him over at the Resch. So, yeah, we've had him over there for sure.
Great
not,
guy.
Not at the Meyer.
He's, I don't know. I don't, if he's not a good guy, don't tell me that. I'm assuming he's a really good guy.
Yeah. I mean, I've only met him once, so I don't have a lot to go off of. But yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. I mean, he's pretty laid back.
He is. Like you're talking about that, those guys, Peter Paul, not Peter Paul and Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys smoking weed and everybody's just.
Well, one of them didn't.
He just died.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that.
Peter Yarrow,
right? Well, he liked you. He brought you into this inner circle.
Yeah, the inner circle. Yeah, that was great. I tell that story a lot.
That's a good story, though.
It's a fun story.
Hey, so Dionne Warwick?
No.
You never in there.
Lucky you.
Yeah. She was. Hey, all right. So what do you got going on? It's it's May 1st.
Yeah.
Coming
so
up.
Our the Meyer's fiscal year ends May 31st. So we're ending our year end here. But we have Thursday, we have a concert, The Avenue. I work with The Avenue, and they put on concerts at the Meyer. So they have a concert this Thursday. It's Oliver Wood and Seth Walker from Oliver Woods from the Wood Brothers. And then Saturday, I know you guys will be there for sure because we have a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, yes.
So
yeah.
I know you guys.
Did you like my photo?
Yeah, there's a.
Thank you.
There's a young men's division that you guys will be in. Board shorts now.
Instead of making everything glisten with oil, baby oil, like everybody else, I'm using this new
thing.
Beef Talon. It's great for your skin.
Oh, I bet.
Frank Hermans uses it too. It's unbelievable.
Well, then I can
I'm going to glisten.
Yeah, so
I
we
need
have,
some help getting it on, though.
We have that. They actually have people for that. They actually have
excellent.
People for that.
Yeah.
They actually spray tan. So they spray tan.
Oh, really?
They have someone, they go in this booth and they spray tan before they.
Have you ever done that?
No. I thought about
anybody
it when I was about 30 years younger.
I wish I would have. I wouldn't have like skin issues that got to be cut out these days. You know what I mean?
And then I think Frank was probably in here recently, but he talked about Brent the Musical. We have that coming up in the backstage. It's a dinner. It's a dinner show. It's not in the main theater. It's in the smaller space, and we serve food with it, and we do a show there. So
he comes on quite often. He is very, very creative. I mean, we know that because we know him, but the stuff he writes, and he's well over 100, and just...
I mean, I'll give Frank credit. I mean, he has done it for 20-plus years,
when
right?
When he started, there,
30
were some,
years.
There were some naysayers out there when he started.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Like anybody, right?
Right, but it... God bless him. He is
no, he's done a great job.
He's worked
hard. I mean, it's amazing he's kept it going.
Well, you know what, though? It's something he also embraces.
Mm-hmm.
He also embraces the cheesiness of that fourth wall. Yeah, I know that was dumb or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all the people that go there, they get it, and he gets them.
Yeah.
So when you go to one of his shows, you know what to expect.
I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, he's been doing it for so long, and kudos to him and his staff and his people. And
he's going
to
be one of your bigger customers, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's our main tenant that we have at the Meyer. So when you know, he's been there since 2007 or 8, something like that.
I think it was a little bit before that. So, he's doing great.
So,
God bless him.
Let's see. Also, next week we have Lori Morgan on May 8th.
Right.
So she's coming up. We also have Jump, which is a tribute to Van Halen.
Oh, cool.
Which is actually selling really well on Friday.
What's the hot generation music-wise right now?
Well, for the Meyer, it's typically an older type demo. I'm trying to get younger and doing younger stuff. That's tough because the venue and all that comes into play. But it's usually 50 to 65,
that demo
of people is what comes in. So like the Jump, I mean, they've got 700 tickets sold for that. That's great. I mean, Ozark Mountain Daredevils we have on Saturday that are coming up on May 10th. This is their final farewell. So probably won't be able to see them again if you don't see them here.
Chicken train in my brain.
And then we have a Rush tribute show. Tributes are starting, if you look at theaters of our size all over the country, I mean, they're starting to become a big thing because, you know, you're not going to really go see Rush again and some of these Van Halen and stuff, and you can pay $40 to go hear all their music still, and it's pretty good. I mean, there's some of these tributes that do an amazing job.
So, Matt, you have season tickets, but we'll talk about that when you kick off your new season.
Right.
But for right now, where do we go? Just Ticketmaster's at?
No. Ooh.
Well, that's
Ticketstar.
Not Ticketstar. Sorry, I meant Ticketstar.
Yep. You actually go to the MeyerTheater.org.
Okay.
And go through the Meyer Theater website, because what we're having is a lot of problems with people going to, like, third parties, and or they'll get sucked into, like, a Tickets.com. And then they'll come to us and call us, and we won't be able to help them out because we have no information, and I hope they get their ticket.
It's a different system, right.
Right. So it's sometimes that gets a little hairy, and they get overcharged. Why did I pay $300 for a Frank ticket? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. Okay. It's tough for us. So MeyerTheater.org.
You didn't sell it to him.
No, no, nothing we can do to help. All right. So. Hey,
and how's this downtown doing? One thing I like about your venue, unlike the Widener, quite honestly, is that, and the other thing, I like the fact that it's downtown. Yeah. I like 1,000 seats. I think you feel really close to the show. You've been at it for 20 years. What are you hearing?
It's doing good. It's I've seen downtown like you. I've seen downtown change. I mean, you know, you had a big part of that. And it's just been changing every year. It's good to see more people downtown, more people living downtown. You know, I'm just happy that we can be a catalyst for it to bring, you know, 100,000 people down a year downtown. It's just, like I said, a blessing to be able to do that. And I think downtown is really, it's starting to pick up. Like, it's starting to get more people, and it's becoming another district that I think more people are, instead of they come down here to work and then leave, I think they're starting to live. And it's a slow process, as you know.
Yeah.
It's been a slow process for many years, but, you know, we're happy to be a part of it and to really get as many people down here as possible. So
good. And I think what I like about your organization as well, you do bring in a variety of people too.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't want to stick to the same.
No, I try. I mean, I'll do, like I said, the bodybuilding thing,
right.
You know, we'll do dances, we'll do other performances, a lot of local stuff we'll try to do.
And keep up the good work. We need that in our downtown.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, I will. Yeah. For sure. Right.
Well, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt Gable, Meyer Theater. I'll see you at Lori Morgan.
All right. I'll be there.
Did she say anything about wanting to meet local celebrities?
She did, actually.
Okay.
She said, please, I don't want to meet any local celebrities, is what she said.
I don't know what where you'd fit into that conversation, though.
We done?
Tough crowd.
Right
we threw
here,
tough
Matt.
Crowd.
We threw here, Matt.
I don't know. If you guys are done with me, I'm done.
We're done with you.
All right, Matt. Thanks for coming.
Thank you,
in.
Matt Gable.
Yep.
Meyer Theater, phenomenal, phenomenal venue. Kerry Josephson, Walk to End Alzheimer's, coming up.
On Thursday.
Say, explain that again.
Lemon Icebox Pies.
What are lemon icebox pies?
Yeah, so what you want to do is get in touch with Oak Park Place in Green Bay. Either give us a telephone call or shoot us an email. We'll put the directions up later. And what we do is we recommend a donation of $10, and it is the most incredible icy lemony pie that you will ever have. Most people, the first year, they ordered one for themselves, and now everybody's up to 2, 3. We just took an order for 36 from one person. So they are phenomenal. All proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association.
That's so cool.
And you prepare them?
We prepare them in-house. Our chefs, our cooks make them in-house. Our goal this year is to make 300 lemon icebox pies. And so the ladies and gentlemen are a little stressed in-house.
Okay. Lemon icebox pie. So they're... I don't know exactly what that is.
Yeah, where's the icebox
Yeah, tell
part?
Me the icebox.
Sure.
Do they come then?
So the main point with the icebox pies is they're actually served cold or icy. So you want to put it somewhere in your head, if you can think somewhere between an ice cream pie and a regular cake that you would eat at
ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
but they're lighter, almost like a mousse.
Correct.
Okay. Where did you get the recipe or something? And the only reason, is it an Italian that came up with this?
So our fella that has it is Middle Eastern.
Okay.
And it was from his, gosh, I want to say great-grandmother who came up with this, and he brought it with him. And when we were looking for this a few years ago, he says, I've got a perfect idea.
Because the old Italian, my grandma, the only pie they made was lemon pie all the time when they all came over from Italy for whatever.
Sure.
So I didn't know if it was, you know what I mean?
Because
where else, I've never, up until this, I don't know when I've ever seen lemon pie before, and it was always kept cold,
correct,
ice cold.
Yes.
So this is an old heritage type thing you're having here.
Correct. So there we're probably talking like a fourth or fifth generation our recipe here.
Okay.
So.
And we call, we order online, and we pick them up. I just say the pickup is next Wednesday.
Correct. Yeah. So we'll have
on Erie Road. That's easy to get to. I mean, your place is just Mason to Erie.
Correct. Yeah. Take 43 Mason to Erie, and you're right there. And yeah, so we've got two pickup times between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Hey, can I just say one thing? You could also just take Mason all the way until it turns into Finger Road, and then turn on Erie. Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, that's great. Where does the money, tell me, I mean, I think it's obvious where the money goes, but let's talk about where the money goes. Because this is a fundraiser. You guys are doing this out of goodness of your heart. And the $10 is a donation. You can pay $20 if you'd like.
Correct.
But
You could pay $100.
Is it a full size pie or is it smaller or is it?
It's a 9-inch pie.
Okay. All right. Yep. Perfect.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but the money all goes back to the Walk to End Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Association. So that really goes to help support education and support groups. You know, all of our programs that we offer in the community, our 24/7 helpline, all of that. You know, all the services awesome. That we offer are free of charge.
Awesome.
So. You've really been working hard on this, and you know, we both lost my sister, his mom to Alzheimer's. So it's
my sister-in-law.
I don't know. Everybody,
it affects so many people.
Everybody, yeah, really swear, you live long enough, some in your family, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. I know. Eric, tell me a little bit how you got involved with this.
Sure. So Oak Park Place has been partnered with the Alzheimer's Association for years and years. And
explain who you are as far as the Oak Park Place.
Sure. So Oak Park Place, we have 9 locations in the state of Wisconsin. We are assisted living and memory care community for older adults. Again, 9 community locations in Wisconsin. We have 1 in Iowa and 1 in Minnesota. All 11 of our communities are heavily involved in the Alzheimer's Association.
So, awesome.
It is very important to us, and it's very important to me personally that people like Carrie, that we are just one tiny 1% to be able to help the great cause that she takes care of here. So we just want to help her out in any way to advance the Alzheimer's Association, to help out with the Walk to End Alzheimer's and anything we can do to assist.
Oak Park, I mean, you've got a really nice facility out there. I mean,
yes.
It's out there when you open it up. You really did that right. So do you have both the memory care and the... Tell me about your facility. You're both units, right? That's what I thought.
Yep, both memory care and assisted living.
Okay, yes. Great.
Yeah, so we have a total of 91 apartments, generally always full.
So my World War II veterans I used to interview for my books have stayed at your place.
Yeah, what's really incredible, so we have our Wall of Honor. It's one of the first things you see when you walk into our community, and we currently have 14 residents, men and women, who have served in our armed forces, and it's always a very chilling yet very uplifting experience when you can talk with them.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of places... options for people in Green Bay, and I think that's something we should be very proud of. But yes. I have a friend of mine who's over at your place that I'm actually going to be seeing this afternoon. So when I saw you were coming on, I thought, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and his wife is very happy that he's there. And I just, you know, kudos to you guys for doing that. And I think it's great that you aligned yourself with Alzheimer's too. I mean, it's and who doesn't like lemon?
It's only one day though, right?
Yeah,
correct. So all pickup is next Wednesday, so a little over a week. And yes, it will be busy. We always say we have more traffic than Highway 43 at that time. So bring it on.
Okay. Don't talk too big about that. If you want to talk about traffic on a Saturday morning until you go through Menominee, Michigan on a Saturday morning with their weed shops.
Yeah. A lot of Wisconsin plates up there for some reason. Why that would be.
I mean, they've got people directing parking in the yellow vests and the whole thing. It's insane.
And the state troopers just waiting on the other side of the line,
exactly.
Just waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't remember, I saw you there that one day, and I was like...
Oh, you too. Oh, sure.
Like, where's the pie thing, Carrie?
And that's how we got on here.
Exactly.
So, Carrie, what else you got going on and what is that big walk?
So the walk in Green Bay is Saturday, September 27th, right here on the City Deck. So would love for people to join us.
You get thousands of people for that.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable. One year we played the Vikings that weekend. Anyway, I just had some people come in for that. That's just a very well done event. It's educational and just a lot of support
each
other.
A lot of resources, a lot of entertainment and fun too. But also, you know, for a great cause. And it's just great to see, you know, so many people from the community come together and really support
each
other.
And that is such a great, like, even right outside my window Saturday morning or whatever morning it was for their 5K, whatever. I just went wandered around. I did that for yours last year too.
Oh, nice.
But just to kind of see if people I know and whatever, but what a great area that is to host an event, because you can have it as small as you want, right around the I Love Green Bay sign or whatever, whatever. Or you can have that thing going all the way to both bridges.
Yep.
I mean, now you got a full block of hosting people there.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great space, and we love being, you know, right near all the businesses downtown Green Bay, so... It's a fun day. Hopefully people can step out and check it out.
Let's talk about some other things that we're doing between now and then.
Yeah. We also have our next big event really is our kickoff at Hagemeister Park. So that is June 25th. That's a Wednesday from 5 to 7. Open to the community. Just a time to get more information and get registered for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So invite people to stop out at Hagemeister Park from 5 to 7 on June 25th and check that out.
Great.
But we have lots of fundraisers going on too.
And it's not just Green Bay, right? Isn't your reach goal?
So we actually have 27 walks across the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, and we do them all in like 5 weekends. So wow. September's a
Are
little
you at
busy.
Every one
just
of them?
A little, just
I
a
am
busy.
Not at every one of them.
Just a little busy.
I haven't quite figured out how to clone myself yet, but working on that.
In case anybody's, when you say Hagemeister Park, you mean Hagemeister, the bar restaurant right next to us here.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Because there was a Hagemeister Park at one time, which they named themselves.
We mean the bar restaurant.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but up here, we have the walk in Green Bay, obviously. We also have a walk in Door County. Mm-hmm. We have Fox Cities, Oshkosh. There's one in Manitowoc. Yeah.
And they're all well attended. I mean, you've done a good job elevating something that needs to be talked about and addressed.
Well, thank you.
Research.
We're trying to get the word out there more.
Well, and it went from something over, I don't know how many years, of something people didn't really talk about. And, you know, it's old age. It's, you know, whatever, whatever. And now what I like about it is that you guys are big and bold. We're wearing the most bright purple shirts humanly possible. We're not easing into this. Here's who we are. You know what I mean? We're going to be big and bold and, yeah.
Yep. It's
not
serious
hide it
stuff.
Anymore. Exactly.
No, I mean, for such a long time, there was a lot of stigma around it. And
exactly.
People didn't want to talk about it or admit that they had a problem.
Yep.
But, you know, it's not normal aging.
You're embracing it head on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we all really have
fight
to.
Head on.
Correct. And we really all have to. We have to get out there and talk about it more. That's the only way that we're going to find a cure.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's things coming, though, which I like about, you know, there's a lot of things we're working on, right? I mean, there's so many things that we need to work on, but some things have been around for years and years and years that we've been raising money for, some things that are relatively new.
Yes.
What I like is that this isn't been around for years and years and years, but the money that we've raised so far is, there's some progress being made, and it's very, very encouraging.
Oh, yeah, especially in the last couple of years.
Right.
There's a lot of progress, which is really, really exciting.
And I don't know that there's going to be a cure, but there's sure going to be ways to detect it earlier, and there's things to slow the process down. I think that's, like, pretty awesome.
Hey, even slow, if you get somebody an extra year, you know how big that is to...
Yeah, and now we do have a couple drugs that will slow the progression in some people.
Right.
So if we can keep expanding that so that we can help more people and eventually get to the point where we can have things that prevent it.
And it
and
takes
one day cure it.
Research.
Of course.
That's just what it does. I mean, just people have to understand that. These kids are working really, really hard at the University of Chicago and all these other places, but it takes research.
Yeah, and we're actually, we're the largest nonprofit funder of research in the entire world. So this is, you know, all the fundraising that we do, yes, it supports all the programs that we do in the community, but also a lot of that money goes into research.
You know what I love, though? I love the fact, and obviously, you know, this is your profession and your passion and your whatever, whatever, but this area, like, there's people a little bit under the radar who need so many accolades. Like, we had a young man here, Kerry, you would have just loved him. He was 16 years old. He was a star hockey player, full ride waiting for him at the University of Minnesota. Going across the road in a snowmobile, gets hit by a truck.
Oh my
he had
gosh.
Turned to look in there. In a coma for what, 2-3 months?
Yeah,
something like that.
Severe
brain damage when he came out, physical damage. But if you just heard him on the phone, I mean, he has speech, you know, problem, but he started up an organization on his own, okay? Got up at 4 a.m, drove down here from Marinette, okay, to talk about he wants to start a program called Meals with Friends or Friends with Meals. Meals with a Friend.
Right. Not just to, so the people would make a meal. And look, there's a lot of, you know, Meals on Wheels is a great program. And people have to eat and they have to have healthy food.
And you drop it off.
And they drop
it
off because they have another 50 meals to deliver in that hour and a half, you know. This is where you make the meal and you sit down and visit with them. Pretty cool program. And he aligns and sets them up, you know, be it some military things or some health issues or whatever. This kid is, I think he's 26 now, but is starting this. And you know, just people like that, that are behind the scenes, that have great ideas
and really making a difference.
And you know, it's not just the job that he applied for because he had worked at some other place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's from the heart. And that's the cool people like yourselves, where you guys don't like just let things, you guys are passionate about this day after day after day. Those are the people that we really like to try to help and promote.
It's great. So.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to be passionate. You hear some of the stories about people. I mean, you guys know it very well.
And it is, and it's funny because we talk to people. There's so many things to be involved in, right? I mean, breast cancer. There's just it goes on, and juvenile diabetes, and there's so many things. And very often, more than not, there's a special connection, which too bad sometimes that's what it takes. But on the other hand, it really, really is real. You know, I think most people who are in nonprofits are there for the real reason. But some of these stories are just heart-wrenching to listen to. But at least they're doing something about it.
And
right?
One of the, what I was saying is, too, part of what he was, what he does is that would be so, if somebody's living by, you know, okay, dementia, okay, sure. It's starting, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've outlived some of their friends. Their kids don't come around as much. Mm-hmm. This would be like such a perfect program for some of those kind of people.
Right.
And here he's
because
starting
the socialization is so
exactly.
important.
Exactly. That's what he's getting at. It's not even the meal. It's just that camaraderie of sitting down and bringing over a couple of sandwiches and a piece of lemon pie with this person who's kind of shut in. And they just want, you know what? Just friendship. Let's talk about the Brewers. Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about the old days on the farm. I think that's so important, don't you?
Absolutely. Yes.
So, if you guys stick around, we're going to talk about another program that I'm going to be involved with you guys.
Sounds good.
All right. Kerry Josephson, Eric Osborne, Oak Park Place. You want phenomenal pie. You got to get a hold of them. But I can't hear my voice.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. But you're looking through me like I wasn't here at
all. No reply. There's no reply at all. Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here. Getting close to wrapping it up on a Tuesday morning, which is going all over the place. It's really cloudy and dark. Then it's sunny and it is windy, but not bad. 56 in Green Bay, 57 Appleton, 53 Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy this morning. Sun later, high in the 60s. Well, let's talk about another. Actually, I want to talk about two quick things. First of all, Eric, talk one more time about what we were just talking about here with your rugby program, what they do.
Sure. So we have sponsored Christmas coalitions for kids for the past 8 years. We've been fortunate enough to get presents for, I think it's up to about 130 kids now.
Wow.
Over the past 8 years, kids that would have had no Christmas otherwise, and really have, we've made connections there that have lasted for all 8 years. And to see these kids, you know, that were 5, 6, 7 years old 8 years ago that are now teenagers going into high school, it's kind of cool to follow their journey.
God bless you. I'm surprised at one thing, though.
Yeah.
That you don't look like a rugby player. You're
yeah,
so,
no, right. Yeah.
You're so
I
little.
I get that all the time. Yeah. I'm a rather small fella.
Yeah.
And the one thing, though, too, that I wanna get back to Kerry a little bit as well is she slipped it in there real easy. And the Alzheimer's Association, you said, is the largest nonprofit in the world.
Largest nonprofit funder of research, in the
world. Research
it's
in
incredible.
The world. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And Kerry, you are doing an incredible job in this Northeast Wisconsin area. So anytime that you can have anything that ends with in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos to Kerry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
It is not just me. There are so many people involved in this. Well, and some awesome volunteers.
And I think that I want to just stress on that. We have good leadership in this community. I mean, both of you and, you know, there's some great leaders on and United Way, some other organizations that we have in here. But people to get involved is... We need that, but they need it for themselves, too. I mean, there's studies that will show you if you're involved socially, if you're giving back, you feel better about yourself, and you're actually going to live a better life. And so I just – people need to take advantage of that. I know that's not why you're on here, but I just want to underscore that there's so many opportunities. You could always use more volunteers. I'm sure you could, too, in the PALS program. We could, at the community shelter, we're always looking for people to serve meals. And so I just think it's – we live in a great community, and let's take advantage of that as well. I mean, everybody takes advantage of, you know, the Packers and the water and everything else, but there's advantages to volunteer here, which is really, really good for your health and well-being. So I just would encourage people to call you and you as well to get involved, because those are two great, different organizations, but two really great ones.
Right. And that's where what Kerry does with the Alzheimer's Association, the amount of work that she puts in from sunup to sundown every single day with, again, if you can just imagine what it takes to organize 27 walks, you said?
Well, I don't organize all 27.
But you've got to hand in all of them.
Apple, they're all over the place. And there's Alzheimer's knows no boundaries. I mean,
correct.
It's
right.
not
for
wealth.
Sure.
It's not demographics. It's just anybody and everybody. So anyway. Yeah.
So, Kerry, let's talk about something else. The sportscaster entity that you're putting together. So go ahead.
So Sportscasters Against Alzheimer's. It's been going on for a few years now. But this year, John Mino's going to get involved, everybody.
Hey, Mino.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, so we have a number of people that are involved throughout the state of Wisconsin. This year's honorary walk chairperson is Bill Schrader from the Brewers TV broadcast team.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just, you know, trying to reach another audience of people.
Absolutely.
So getting sportscasters involved just to get more awareness and more information.
And, you know, I will say this. This is a tragic thing to have to bring up, but I mean, we saw Steve McMichael, who died the other day from ALS and everything like that, but there are so many former football players from the 50s and 60s who got ALS. Or excuse me, got ALS.
Alzheimer's.
Got Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So many, it's mind-boggling. So I think it's crazy if sportscasters who haven't made a living in some ways on behalf of the, because of these guys and reporting on them and interviewing and everything, I think it's a small way for us to pay back for what those guys are going through now and their families. Yeah. So that's the reason I want to be a part of it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So,
yeah. I think you guys hit on it earlier too. Alzheimer's knows no bounds. Alzheimer's doesn't matter what race you are, what age you are, what ethnicity, what background you come from. And as we can see, the four of us sitting here, it's touched all of our lives personally.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cool.
And like you said, it's so hard to find somebody who hasn't been affected.
Yeah.
I mean, one in three seniors ends up dying with some form of dementia. So very important that people get involved and find out more about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can figure this out in our lifetime.
Absolutely.
So.
Not to bring up this, but I just saw a thing yesterday. You see that where they came out with a new cancer drug that might help prevent some surgeries? It's
an
immune system type thing. It's a huge breakthrough.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, things do happen.
They do.
Uh-huh.
But it's from medical research, and it's from people like the Alzheimer's Association. It's people like Carrie that spearhead this stuff.
You never know.
Yes. You never know when it's going to come tomorrow.
And these kids that get into medical school, a lot of them are in research. And you think, well, what are you doing there? You're figuring it out. That's what you're doing. So, yeah, it's...
You know, one of the last times I was on, it was right before the FBLA state conference. And we were in with one of the students. And we had some really great conversations, so many kids coming up and asking more about volunteering or even, you know, they're going or planning on going to medical school and wanted to know more about research and getting into that field. So it was fantastic.
And I had a kid that's a doctor, but the research that she didn't, you'd go in there and there's like mice and stuff. And I'm like, I thought you were medical, not veterinary, but the research that they do. But what they learn from just cells and stuff, it's not something that I understand, but it's amazing. These kids, and they are, they're kids, they're 24, 25 years old, what they can figure out, but it costs money.
Right. Absolutely.
It just costs money. So I'm all for it. I mean, I just think it's great that we're putting money into Alzheimer's and everything else too.
Right.
Well, you know how we're going to put money into Alzheimer's?
Yeah, we're going to buy these pies.
We're going to
buy some pies.
Give it to me one more time, Eric.
Yeah, Lemon Icebox Pie Alzheimer fundraiser sale is going on. Orders need to be in by this Thursday, May 1st.
All right.
Contact Oak Park Place, Green Bay.
Outstanding. And they are delicious, right?
They are phenomenal.
Outstanding.
Yes, and another plug for Oak Park. That's a beautiful facility you have there.
We give tours,
and I know people should.
Yeah, please come in, check it out anytime.
Absolutely.
I'd be happy to give anybody a tour and show them around.
You bet.
Carrie Josephson, Walk to End Alzheimer's, and not just that walk, but a lot of different things.
Right.
And we're behind you 100%. Eric Osborne, Oak Park Place. Do you need a fill-in on your rugby team?
Well, we could use somebody for 15 minutes, Mino. Yeah, use you.
Get the water, get the cups.
Can I talk for 14 of those minutes?
However you want to get through the game.
Excellent. Thank you both.
Thanks.
Mino the Mayor, thanks for being here, everybody. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.